Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No, don't. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
Welcome. Spencer Hall remains dead. I am Holly Anderson, joined by Ryan Nanny, Jason Kirk. This is your Las Vegas Bowl podcast, she said with a question mark.
I honestly hadn't even thought about Spencer until you brought it. Wow. That feels so long ago. You're right. Spencer wasn't. Holy shit.
I turned around and I thought I saw him out of the corner, but it was just my incredibly fat and lazy cat.
it was just the thumb I left on the counter.
There's a quote I always think of in these times from a small child in a Lucy Maud Montgomery movie asking why it's not okay to speak ill of the dead. And while this old church lady is fumbling the answer, he goes, "It's pretty safe, ain't it?"
Imagine zombie Spencer.
I don't think it'd be much different.
I know.
I mean,
the smell.
It would take him very long to get places. He would never get there on time. Can you imagine?
Ooh, yeah. Honestly, the one thing that he could lose that he has not yet lost to his own detriment would be limbs. Imagine if he were able to like leave his leg behind to airport security.
They left an arm in the cab.
The Las Vegas Bowl has no sponsor this year, I don't think, which is kind of a bummer.
It's not sponsored by lube. I hate that.
It's not sponsored by Royal Purple, which is my favorite sponsor.
Which is, as their sponsors told me repeatedly over the phone, it's lube for cars, not people.
It's lube for cars. So again, if you have AutoNation, you're going to need a lot of Royal
Helicopter. Purple. Can you guys hear the helicopter?
No.
Wow. I don't even need to provide the ambiance this time around. Holly's got it covered.
The Las Vegas Bowl slogan is, and I'm quoting, "We've been there for you during the good times. Thanks for being with us now." Is the Las Vegas Bowl dying?
What?
Is that Bowl is for?
Why is that the slogan?
We just got done with the Cure Bowl, and it says it in like, I don't know if it's supposed to be, it occurs to me that it might be some kind of like oblique reference to the shootings and saying like, "Thanks for bringing your business back to Las Vegas."
Oh, that's unsavory.
But in any event, it doesn't actually reference this. So it makes it sound like the Las Vegas Bowl is like hospice care. I don't know, man.
I don't. I feel
well.
Weird.
We've got Mountain West champion Boise State.
We've been there for you during the good times. Thank you for being there for us now. Yeah.
We also got Oregon.
Willie Taggart. Did I hear that the interim head coach is going to be Mario Cristobal, who never should have been fired?
That is correct. Florida international coach in memoriam. Willie, of course, who does not like attending bowl games. He just likes sending teams off toward bowl games. And then,
well, he's like a travel
agent.
He's a travel agent.
Can you blame him?
Yeah. You go to a travel agent, you're like, "Oh, I want to go to the Greek islands or whatever." They're not fucking coming with you. Yeah, they're planning the trip. Yeah, they're customizing it, making it just right for you and your budget, one you're looking to get out of. But they're not like, "Okay, I'll see you at the airport, buddy." No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, the travel agent, their job isn't to be your best friend. Willie, he just says, "You want to spend a weekend in Vegas? All right, let's go 7-5.
Let's do this.
I'll be right not here when you get back."
Willie also knows that the saddest place in the world is the Las Vegas airport right around Christmas. and was maybe just hoping to avoid confronting some you know, some inner truths.
Yeah, that feels like where you're likely to see either people who have a very strained family relationship, maybe some people they don't talk to or aren't talking to them, or their family all lives in Las Vegas, which is probably worse somehow.
Yeah, I've covered this game once before, and all I remember was being locked in the stadium, seeing Dennis Erickson cry, and then I was pretty sure I witnessed the dissolution of like 5 marriages waiting for my flight home.
That's fun. Hey, Holly, I assume you're on the Las Vegas Bowl website right now, right?
Never left, buddy.
Can you just go over to Fan Zone and then go over to Bowl Week Events and go ahead and click that beautiful button for me?
Yeah, sure. Here comes another helicopter.
And I just want you to scroll a little bit until you get to a little something called Downtown Summerlin Ladies Day.
Oh. Huh. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. So there's this is an event for
Are these ladies getting fucked?
All right, so this is what this event is. It's for the ladies from the participating teams, which
vague.
Either is incredibly vague. And it says that they will enjoy a day out at downtown Summerlin and do the following: walk around town, shop, enjoy a delicious lunch, and participate in various activities.
Oh, I read that as okay. I was maybe wishfully reading that as steak and spa, and not steak and sea.
Hold on, I want to back up. You thought that a steakhouse that was also a spa was a good idea?
No, that's why I was expressing concern.
Okay, good. Because that's got a lot of weird order questions.
But I thought it maybe ended with like some handsome gentlemen in massage rooms for the ladies of the team, and I thought that might be nice and relaxing.
If you do that, you have to do that before this. Like, you can't eat steak.
Oh, nobody steal this. This is my business. Steak and spa is my business model. Nobody steal it.
I'm just saying, you have to tell the customers, listen, you want the spa experience before you don't eat the steak and then go to the spa part. It's going to be weird and your stomach's not going to appreciate it.
Nah, man, you're like, you're a little distended and relaxed and full of protein and you take like a mama bear nap.
You can't eat a steak and some smashed potatoes and then go get fucked by a stranger in a bathhouse.
Can you not?
You shouldn't. All right. You can. Anything is possible in Las Vegas.
This is the Las Vegas Bowl.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah, you should see what they got planned for Kids Day.
I have a question for Holly. Did you know that Jeremy Pruitt is probably your head coach now?
Oh, God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought this might happen on the air.
No, he's not. No, he's not. If I have learned nothing from this coaching search, is that none of these coaches are my coach.
Believe nothing.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, either you don't ever have a coach, or he might.
That's fine. It can't. How could that be worse?
I'm not offering you. I
was really happy that since Tennessee was out of bowl contention this year, that the best part of this doing this series would be going through it without having to talk about my despicable football team.
I feel the same way about Florida.
Isn't Jeremy Pruitt the one that didn't know what asparagus was?
Yeah,
like
that
not.
One.
Like had never eaten asparagus, but did not understand the word asparagus.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, you know what? Phil Fulmer's doing the hiring, so all of a sudden this makes a lot more sense.
God, I could really use a trip to the steak and spa right now.
Oh man.